It looks like Christmas came early.
Why do you say that, Bill?
Santa brought it early.
So brought what early?
The printer, man. New printer. It's your favorite skit.
Bill,
I don't think you should leave.
I thought you had something.
I was waiting for a Santa brought it early from you. Come on.
But listen. Listen, Bill, we're going to talk about it. We're going to have some fun with it. But I will say that I've made it better, if not on par, jokes. And the whole DSG ices me. I'm not even popular.
Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about
pop culture
that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Get yourself addicted.
Welcome into the Pop Culture Pile Driver. Get addicted to the content. I'm Jason Rossi. Follow me along all social media platforms at Jason D. Rossi. And you can follow our little account here at Pop Culture PD on Twitter. We are not the police, but there's only so many characters you can have in a Twitter name. And it will instantly make you leave here. Don't ask me what it means. With me, as always, is my tag team partner in the podcast sphere. He can be followed along all social media platforms at BillyD2411, including the OnlyFans, which you get bottomless camera only during the Pineapple Boys on a Thursday night. Make sure you access Billy's OnlyFans. Follow him at BillyD2411. Use the promo code Billy's Hot Buns to make it just 99 cents for the summer. Rest of the year promo codes have expired, so hashtag Billy's Hot Buns on Billy D's OnlyFans. Billy D, what's going on, man?
Hello, it's a chunky. I gotta say, I don't give you a lot of credit for anything, but I'll tell you what, that was a save and a half on the cold open and one of your better jokes ever executed, ever.
If you like what you hear here, you can subscribe over on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on iHeartRadio. We are I submitted somewhere to whatever that new, whatever Entercom used to be or what is now, Audacity, whatever.
Audacity,
yeah, something like that. Winamp. And you can like and subscribe over on iTunes, Facebook.com. You can search for the Dork Shared Gooniverse. You get us. You get Dork. You get Change My Mind. You get Mac and Goo. You get the streamers. You get
Hot TLDR.
Oh, those guys too. They're on there.
Books.
Wow, that's impressive. You also get them Pineapple Boys. You get all the stuff that's within the DSG, the very ever expanding. You also can subscribe on iTunes, as I mentioned. If you leave a 5-star review between now, basically just do it now. We will be donating $10 to Frank Says Hi and the One Mission Buzz Off for Kids with Cancer. If you've seen me, I've shaved that old cranium. We have received about 6 since, but several people have told me they submitted, and we've noticed something with iTunes, Bill. Take some time.
It takes time to obviously refresh a feed and also to get the reviews up. I think it takes like 3 to 5 days for a review to post. So keep them on coming. Our donations will, there's no late entry. Just keep coming.
Yeah, keep them coming. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's a little self-promotion, but hey, we're a podcast. You can check out our merch over at tpublic.com. Search for Pop Culture Pile Driver. It really helps if you go pop-culture-piledriver. No spaces. The music we have for this podcast is from Oh Yeah.
Oh Yeah.
New music yet?
They're putting out one soon, but I still will say their stuff that's out right now is some of the best summer music that you can listen to. So go listen to them. And I think my buddy is playing, this will date the podcast, he'll be at Loretta's July 17th. So I'll be there if you want to see me. Come on down.
What day of the week is that, Bill?
Well, it's Saturday.
Let's do it. I'll be there. I'll come out with you. Bill, we also got to talk about potentially a trip to SummerSlam in Vegas.
I am in.
I think we might have to do it.
I'm done. That's it. I actually looked up tickets the other day. They're like $42 for the bleachers. I don't care.
We'll talk about it off camera.
It's done.
Okay. This is what happens when you don't see your pals and we don't get to go to the sweet, sweet, fresh city of Las Vegas, which I have a love. Me and Billy both have a love-hate relationship with. Mm-hmm. Bill, the topic today are one that I think people – I got to give a shout. Everyone's talking about this show again because it's been obviously renewed. The debut coming up within weeks of this podcast first being introduced to your earbuds. I think you should leave with Tim Robinson. The first season, let me explain one thing. I was introduced to this. So I worked, you know, as you guys know, Dork, Rich Keefe. I was producer of the Dale and Keefe, or Dale Hawley with Keefe, then right, Dale and Keefe and all that. Oh yeah, big brag. You should have seen the paychecks. So I, he was like a huge fan of this show, him and former DSG-er, which we're getting her back in. I don't care. I think that whole I can't do podcasting is BS. We have some office seasons to go. I've already reached out. Lucy from Them Office People, her and Keefe used to joke about this show like for in between commercials, like for hours. And I just felt like, I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't sound that funny. So I want to just introduce it that way. Because first of all, yeah, no, I didn't mean it to be, but I'm like, you guys, it's like if people just talk about a movie, like quotes you've never seen, you're just like, all right, like give me something else. Yes, selfish, jerk, whatever. So Bill, once I finally dipped in, because basically what they did the whole time was the Chunky scene and oh, what was the other one they would always quote? Oh, it will come to me as we go through the rankings. So I have certain sketches that were kind of scarred from day one. Like it was overhyped by the belief. So when I saw it, I didn't laugh as much. Other sketches, hilarious. I want to say, and I re-listened to Dork. I haven't listened to the 10 from Mac and Goo. Have you heard theirs?
I have.
Okay. So I believe there's 29 sketches that we're going to go through in a moment.
Three stink.
What's that? Three stink. Okay. So you go three. I think I could understand five, and everyone's going to have different thoughts on these. Mm-hmm. So please do give us your feedback when we give you our list. Give us yours. It's a combined list. Billy made a list. I made a list. Points 1 through 29, you know, combo points. But really, from our rankings, did they not copy this over right? Let me make sure I did this right. Yeah. Yes. Okay. In our rankings, Bill, technically, sorry, there's like formatting I meant. In our rankings, technically, between the two of us, only two sketches would we consider as like bad because the way we put them.
So you like some stinkers then.
Your opinion of stinkers, yes. But we have under, so both of us combined under 20 points combined is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we have 8 sketches that rank less than 20 points total. And by the way, there's 29. So 29 plus 29, that would be 58 is the max score.
I mean, it is amazing how this show works on somebody, because I listened to it because Dork was doing an episode and I was like, all right, what is this? No one in our friend group had kind of latched on. And I think in our immediate friend group, besides maybe our friends Zach and Caitlin, really haven't even like dabbled in watching this podcast, this Netflix show. Yep. And I'll tell you, a lot of the stuff that I find hilarious now, I hate it on first viewing. And a couple of the sketches that I think are, you know, money sketches for SNL, like they're, you know, cookie cutter, like the, I'll just say it now, the baby on the airplane one, that's a sketch where the principle of it is great. And as you watch that one, you're like, this makes sense. It's a hilarious premise. But I like that one less and less every time I watch it. But that was the first one I showed everybody because I was like, everybody will connect with this because it's a simple concept. The far out concepts grow on me more and more. I haven't looked at the list. And I don't think I'm gonna. I want you to introduce each one because I kind of want to be surprised by where they went. Okay. Right. Yep. So the motorcycles one, fucking hated it. I hated it for like a year. But one of my buddies, Samir from work, loved it. And the more I watch it, the more it keeps going higher every single time. I love they got motorcycles and other things too.
You have never laughed at that sketch to this day. It's never one of the few, and that takes a lot. And
motorcycle no motor.
It's just not good. His voice is stupid. The hair's super fake. It wasn't for me. But that's the best part about this show. There's something for literally everyone. And the gist, if you've seen it now, and maybe you can peel what this show is really about. It's about somebody who takes something too far and is too embarrassed to back down. That's almost every. Like all the good sketches, that's what you get. It's like,
Bozo did the dub.
Yeah, like that's a perfect one. Like that guy's embarrassed because he can't think of a viral video and feels
it's
like,
okay, Reggie.
Like the only way to be fit in with this crew of whatever they are, writers, creative people, is to come up with one. So he creates his own, goes so far down.
I don't even think they're writers. You don't even know the premise of what they're meeting for. They're just sitting there. It could be like a regular meeting for any job. That's why it's so like, and it's such a great sketch because literally anyone in the world, even my dad, who doesn't, my mom could pick out one internet video that they could actually point to and be like, search this. And that's why it's so hilarious.
And yeah, I think let's dive into these, Bill. So 29 sketches from I Think You Should Leave. We don't have the episodes next to these, but
okay, it's all.
I'm just letting you know, like, there's some episodes that are just, there's like, you'll see as we go through, there's some bangers in just single episodes. Mm-hmm. But coming in at number 29, we both ranked it bottom of the barrel. I've never laughed at this sketch, and it confuses me, and it's an
easy skip.
And it's a two-parter. It's a cold open of, I think, the fourth episode.
Yep.
Scrooge.
Yeah, I don't like it. We can skip it.
Megatrax is huge. I love that guy, but just not, doesn't hit for me. Nope. And another thing, there's no official title to all of these. So I actually went off Billy's names, and I'll give you the names I called them.
Wait, Billy as in him?
Or Billy as
Billy
in
as
me.
In me.
Number 28, Lifetime Achievement. This is the...
two for two on the bottom of the barrel rankings. All right, so we're in lockstep there.
Combined 5 points, so we both didn't rank it literally the bottom necessarily. But yeah, things are going to get moving. But Lifetime Achievement, to me, like, it starts off, I will say, Lifetime Achievement's the one with, what's his name? Herbie Hancock, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just making sure. The open of it is, it's super intriguing. I just want to start by saying I'm not going to, you know, I don't want the dog to be put down because he's wearing a vest, so he must be a service dog, because why else would he be wearing the vest? I just wanted to say that. So that, I'm like, ooh, what do
it's
we got here?
Good premise, but this was definitely an SNL sketch that just, like, doesn't connect, doesn't hit. And you can't bat 1,000, so, you know, you get this as an out. This is a fly ball.
The other thing I want to say where I rank this so low, almost my last, there's an edit in this, and I don't know what it is. So the part where he says, oh, the dog didn't, you know, ejaculate, so what did I give it, blue balls? And then you see on the video, like, the dog does something, the crowd reacts, but you don't see it. So I'm wondering if the dog actually originally had, let's just say, finished on his head. Because remember, he turns around. If you're watching it, he turns around.
Yeah. Like,
and everyone goes, oh, but there's nothing there. So anyways, moving right along, number 27, Garfield House.
I love this one. And I only had it ranked probably fifth from the bottom. But the fact that she's just like, it's a party house. I said, bring a hot dip or something.
Yeah. We both had it ranked fifth from the bottom. To let you know, fifth from the bottom, both of us. Yeah, I ranked one, you had super high, low, and you vice versa. And we'll get to those. But this one, to me, like, I wanted to like it. Like, there's really funny stuff, like the part where she's like, I saw the emails. You said I spent all of my life savings on the Jim Davis house and didn't mention it's fully furnished. Like,
I mean,
there's moments.
There's very, like, in, you know, the Odie chair. Yeah, that tongue folds up. It's a recliner. Like, that's fucking hysterical. It's not an overall good sketch, but whoever that lady is fucking hits a home run.
Yeah,
she's great.
We can mention through this, like, season two upcoming, there'll probably be some sort of, I don't know. Like, I can't tell if I want there to be responses to things we saw in season one or not. I kind of lean towards not.
Maybe, like, a tip of the cap. Maybe a tip of the cap. Maybe a similar character. Or I already saw they used the Roy Donk guy in a sketch and the new printer girls in a sketch. And I'm sure there'll be a ton of people who are reprising, you know, not reprising, but are the same people doing different characters, which I love. As long as I get a couple of, you know, maybe not direct, but like a little tip of the cap.
Yeah, like, I think we should have, like, I think Davey said this in a recent podcast, that the Sweet Tooth, I finally finished, so I listened to that pod. Like, maybe the focus group, it's a different type of focus group. Or it's like, he's still on the focus group, but this is who he is in real life. Like, he's just a weirdo. Like, something like that. But I also don't like, that guy's such a treasure to me that I'm scared to see more of him.
If this is the only thing that he ever does that I know of besides Random Rules and, like, Law and Order and stuff, I love you forever, Ruben Rabassa.
Just so you know, fact of this show that we'll get to a sketch, he was in the
laser spine specialist. Yes, like a cop.
Yes, which I bet is a genius move, because they don't make misses. Okay, coming in at number 26, motorcycles.
I mean, I fucking love this one now. It is one of my favorites. It starts in episode 2, I believe, which is a tough spot to start. And I don't know why, but it's so much fun. Motorcycle and no motor. And, like, and then when they go to the spaceship and it's a motor, it's a ridiculous sketch. But I love it when they scare the mom with the baby in the carriage.
It grows
on me every time.
All right. Hey, fair enough to you. It's a hard skip, and it's the first one in the show, so it's easy to skip too. Maybe that's placement in these shows do count.
It does.
number 20. Well, coming in next, I'm going to lose count here eventually. But I believe 25 here is Fenton Stables and Horse Ranch.
Where our horses are hung like you.
Yeah, like, it's funny. It just, I maybe it's super childish, and I just don't. Aside from the,
I'd love to get off now.
Yeah, I'm not having fun. I'd like to get off. Like,
that's a great joke. I think that's like Keith always says that one. And then I really like when they breed the horse that has like the 3 or 4 inch penis, and he commits suicide. Like, that's a good one. And again, it's just, it's pretty quick. He has a very good sense. I think the only one that goes on too long that's not good is the Lifetime Achievement.
Yeah, it's a longer one. This one I just don't care for that much. Huh, hung like a horse. Or bigger than a horse. I can use that. Up next in the rankings, we have Pink Bag. And you know what? I feel like
this one grows on me too.
I think we underestimated this one. I think this one's absolutely hilarious.
It's great. Because it's like, he's all over a lot of these sketches. And Mac and Goo made a very good point of he does hang back and like a lot of the good ones to let other people shine. But in this one, it's full Tim Robinson, full tilt, him going nuts. And my favorite thing that he does in this entire sketch is you vomit up your pretty little lunch. And I can't, the way he pronounces.
I got it. Ready, Bill? He goes, well, I think we'd all know what happened. I forget her name. Like, you know, if I farted, you throw up your pretty little launch.
Yes.
L-O-O, it's launch. It's almost like launch.
And, like, all of the things he does, like the meatball, make me think my testicles ripped open, make me think I'm mighty sick, make me think I'm going to miss my family picture. I think it's just so over the top. Maybe the first few times you watch it, it was hard to, like, take in. But it is hilarious. Hilarious.
And that is good. And that, and like, sew up and put it like, sew up the meatballs and shove the cake batter back in my penis. it is good, but like, I do understand why we both probably like, there's some that are really better. Mm-hmm. Coming in next, another one I feel like could have been lower. Like, I feel like people don't like this sketch as much, but it kicks off the show, The Door Open, or I like to say, It Goes Both Ways.
Yes, or I've heard it both ways. It's the launch to the entire thing. Like, it's your invite into I Think You Should Leave. And I think it's a perfect way of telling you what you're in for because it goes on the perfect amount of too long. I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, if something can go too long and be perfect, this is it. And the cuts back and forth of him and the little bit of drool and, like, the – you can see, like, the – what do they call those? The hinges just snapping off. It's genius.
It really is. Like we said, this show's premise is taking a joke way too far. This one does it. And he's too embarrassed to admit he was wrong or he did something that it was stupid. And the next one that we have ranked, same thing. I will just say about the door open, the drool and like the snot coming down his mouth. That's like the funniest part. Next up is nachos or fully loaded nachos, as I called it.
This what? One,
yeah. It's... I just heard about this rule.
Complain about the rule.
Yeah.
You just heard about the rule.
What? It's what? Stupid. Like, it's almost too dumb, but the idea of it is so smart because we've all been there, not necessarily on a date, maybe you recently, but like where someone just takes a little too much of what you're looking for. Like, when I go with my wife, please, I'm hogging all the fully loaded nachos.
I mean, if they all get stuck together, it's one nacho, right?
One nacho. It's a chip. Hey, it's the way it was designed. We didn't create nachos.
It was the lug nut. Fixed it. Shout out Saving Silverman, one of the best movies. Yeah. But this was one of the ones I actually liked immediately for some reason, and it's lessened over time. But it's still really good because at the ending when she's like, we'll take the check, and he's like, we're going to be really early for the movie. we're not going to the movie. What?
You know, the best part is his mouth doesn't actually move, and they do the overlay one, which is hilarious. But yeah, the whole premise of this one that he's too embarrassed to say anything or too insecure to say anything about his date with the nachos, goes to the waiter, and basically looks for his authority, be like, can you make up a rule and tell her that she's doing this? Like, it's ridiculous. And then he comes over and goes, excuse me, ma'am. You seem to be eating all the fully loaded nachos. It's not fair if you don't share the fully loaded nachos. It's a rule here.
And the banter on the date was, as a chronic first dater here, is exactly the awkward experience of it. Like, just play the hits, right? Like, you don't even mean to say that. And that's exactly what happens.
respect the artist, Bill. Let them play their new stuff. Respect their growth. Coming in next would be Nacho. Okay, so then we went with one that I think in the beginning everybody loved and found like super hilarious. And then over time does have diminishing return. New Joe. Now, don't get me wrong. There is a line in here that me and my wife quote all the time about a little baby duck who got his head stuck in a stewed tomato. But outside of that,
it's a somber one, so it's okay to cry.
Yeah, it is very like this could be somebody's number one or where we are somewhere in those early
20s. I believe it's Davey's number one. My condolences.
My condolences. And then the
is it the Glockenspiel? Is that what that thing is?
Yes. Yep.
I mean, I love. Why is his name? Why can't I think of his name? He's in Best in Show. He's in everything.
I'll get it.
Yep, but he is so – he's the whole sketch, basically.
Not Frank something – oh, man, why is this happening to me? Fred Willard.
I feel ashamed. He's Phil Dunphy's dad, which was one of the best castings in TV history.
Oh, my God.
But he is so good, and this sketch has waned and come back for me. It's like this is how we do it. Because originally, once I saw Fred Willard, I was like, in. And as time went on, fades. But then my favorite thing about the sketch, or one of my favorite things about the sketch, is at the end, the guy in the casket smiles. I don't know why, but that cracks me up.
Well, because it's ridiculous, right? It is. It's hilarious when that happens. And, yeah, it just shows that, come on, New Joe breaks everybody down. It's a really, really funny sketch overall. And you give it credit. I like where it went. Again, it also could be with the placement of it. Next one up is Parents Night Out, or as I like to call it, The Babysitter.
You must have had this pretty high.
I love this sketch. This is my favorite episode. They like bang sketch after sketch.
It is one of the best episodes. I'll give you that.
There's no bad one, right? But I will say, like, the way it's just, again, it's Tim Robinson's, the way he speaks. So people think he's funny kind of looking, which he is. He's very unassuming.
He can pull off a handsome guy in the choking one, though.
Sure. Whatever you float your boat. But, like, he's handsome in his own, right? We're all beautiful people and individual. But this one, like his voice, when he's just like, yeah, sorry, the babysitter was late. She absolutely fudged us. I don't like to swear. And he's just, it's just like hilarious. It grabs you. And then he's like,
oh, they don't matter.
Yeah, it would happen. Hit and run. What? Is everybody okay? Yeah, everybody's okay. We don't really have to talk about it. Well, who did they hit? I don't know. The police came. Oh, the police came? Yeah, they said they didn't matter. Wait, what? Like they were homeless or something? No. Like they didn't matter. So, like not people. Hey, man, why don't you stop asking me about the hit and run?
Which is fucking, it's a ridiculous premise. So I get why you like it. Maybe as a parent one day, if I'm not already, I will appreciate that. But to me, my favorite part is they don't matter. That's the most quotable thing.
The stupidest part about it is like, I'm going to embarrass you. And then he does the most juvenilely dumb. I think this actually brings it down a little because the joke's like, you talking about lions like roar? Like there's lions on the field? He's like, no, the football team. We all knew that. He's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, because he's plotting the whole time. And then eventually when he's like, you really screwed me with the babysitter thing. And they go, oh, he's over there. And he just force tackles him into the China. It's good, but not the best. After Parents Night Out, we went with T.C. Tucker's, a.k.a. River Mountain High.
Oh, so where did I have this? I had it fairly high.
You had T.C. Tucker's, had 12 points. I had T.C. Tucker's with 11 points. So I can't exactly tell you your number because it goes ascending order. But
yeah, so I had one higher than you.
Yes, one higher. We both had it in the same roundabout. Same 17, 18 ranking.
If you will. I love this one, and mainly it's for the commercial. Boom, two, three, now you're playing with the big boys. And follow I Think You Should League Pass. It is probably the best parody account going. They have that montage I did putting NBA players pulling up their shirts in. That's his pinned tweet. But the River Mountain High or whatever the hell it is, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Because it felt real. And then the principal comes out and he just is like, it's not a joke. It's like, it's not something you take on bar crawls. Like, there's no other styles. I just remember what I said about it. That it's like not to be joked about. Like,
it's not like a Snuggie. It's it's not to be made of a joke. It you know, because you know when you pull on your shirt and you get that pulley feeling around the neck. This doesn't do that. And then he goes, do they come in other styles? I'm doing a pause purposely for audio.
And then the drink?
Not really.
Not really. The drink in his face, that's one of my favorite gifs. And there's not a lot of opportunities to use that gif, but it's hilarious. Well, like, just him drinking.
And it's also a two-parter.
Yes. It is a two-parter, but the River Mountain High parts of it, whatever. But yeah, it's principal and the commercial, and that's up there with the mom jeans commercial in SNL. Just yes. It like easy Halloween costume if you ever need one. CC Tugger, just get two fucking magnets and just fucking pull on your shirt all night long. Absolutely love that one.
Love that as well. That's good. And like I said, it's all about the setup, right? That River Mountain High part is just all setting up and setting a scene.
So we're probably getting close to about the top 10 here.
Yeah, we're getting closer. Hold on. I'll get to that in a second. So next one is, we mentioned earlier, Airplane Baby. We combined for 24 points. This one you did not love, Bill. You put Airplane Baby is your fourth from the bottom. Airplane Baby for me is...
must have been pretty hot.
Where is it here? Sorry, I'm trying to look. We have a lot of rankings I have on the spreadsheet. I am a spreadsheet boy, so I have it ranked 20. I gave it 20 points out of 29. You gave it 4 out of 29. So, yes, I had it in my top 10.
Yeah, this one weighed the most for me because it's, to me, the most cookie cutter of his sketches, the least outside of the box. You know, it's not any of these fuckers ever jump out the wall. It's actually based in reality. Like, a crazy person might do this. But my favorite part about this sketch is just such the littlest bit is when the guy who comes to get his actual seat is there, and then he gets up and he moves back into the aisle. Oh, yeah, move the exact same way I'm going to fucking move.
Yeah, like, oh, my God.
That kills me.
Because he's so frustrated. Again, it's a guy who's so frustrated. The best part of that is with the bite. He's like, how'd you find it? He's like in like the music does it. He's like,
rat bit me.
Yeah, and he goes, and she goes, oh my God, that wife. And he goes, it's not that gross. Again, it's pronunciations in the show. Mm-hmm. The slight, like, it's not necessarily hysterical, but it's little things that make you giggle. Cause the way he says it, it's not that gross. We share this, me and my wife say this to each other all the time.
Okay, so this too has probably one of the bigger star power moments here, because it's Will Forte, who I find fucking hilarious. And then in the new season, you can see the guy from Breaking Bad, Saul Goodman, whatever the fuck his name is, escaping me at the moment.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, everybody does, and we're terrible at names tonight for some reason. Yeah. But if roles were switched and you saw Saul Goodman in the front, if he did like this sketch and you saw Will Forte in season 2, you're like, ooh, that might be the best skit. But I don't think this is even close.
No, Bob Odenkirk, by the way.
Bob Odenkirk, yes.
Yeah,
but he's more of a writer, so maybe he's in on the writing of the show. Well, he's also a phenomenal actor, but like he did get a lot of writing throughout his career.
Yeah, 100%. But I really do think it's funny. And then the end where his whole play, and he just says, my beloved
Buckingham Palace. And I was too tired. And the wig's terrible. This was the one that I would introduce people because it was on Facebook, one of the first free ones they let you show to people.
Yeah,
and everybody was like, okay, I'm on
Netflix. Netflix is a joke. Netflix is a joke YouTube account. They released it for free. Yeah, you didn't need a subscription. Also, this is like, that's a great answer like to that question. Like, who would you introduce? Like a lot of people, like if you're a non-wrestling fan, were to be introduced to?
What match? Yeah.
What match? Like, what do you say? Like, and there's so many different answers to that. Same thing with I Think You Should Leave. I would say you're right on par with this because it's not as much nuancey as it is just pretty conveniently funny. So I see it that way as well. Coming in next, Bill, is Bozo, or as I like to call it, Bozo Dubbed Over.
Ooh, so where did you have Bozo Dubbed Over? I had it actually a little bit lower than I thought I did. This one, though, this is our guy Mac from the Mac and Goo program. This is his favorite skit of all time. This one, to me, the lead up kind of makes it because you get that awkward ending of Reggie not knowing anything. And the fact that he had to go and make one because he didn't know. Reggie, this has one view and it says it was uploaded this morning. Did you make this? No, it's hilarious. Actually, like the way Tim Robinson plays this off is phenomenal. And then the video that he did with the dub is better.
It's and one of the most ridiculous parts of it that makes me laugh the most is when he does the simple When he lifts the hat, he goes, I thought this guy was bald. It's like,
but I don't jack off.
It's so immature. It's so foolish. It's hilarious.
Clown pewter, like, probably got no gangs.
Yeah, I think like this is another one I would introduce people to for like someone that like is dumb. Like our friends. Like I think
our friends would enjoy this, definitely. And I think this is yeah, like if your friends like I don't even know. Like this is like a Family Guy, like Gresh.
Yes.
Gresh would like this one.
Oh,
because I've been listening to a lot of Gresh and Keefe or whatever, Keefe and Gresh, whatever they call it. Sure. But like, it's that Family Guy kind of humor, like, hope I don't jack off. Like, and like his delivery of the line, and it's like, no, Bozo, my favorite part is Bozo did the dub.
He's explaining.
It's not some guy. This is what Bozo was going to say. It's
like, what he was thinking.
What Bozo was thinking.
Yeah, this was the big one. That was Lucy and Keefe. This is another one. So they used to always say that. Probably got no games on. So I'm like, what are you guys saying? So Bozo coming in. Next up is the gorilla hair removal, which I'm almost surprised how high we ranked it. But there's scenes in this one. Like,
is the that a toupee?
Yeah.
You bald beast. So this I watched this. This is how I watch the show. Whatever episode this was the first episode I watched. And I think Motorcycle starts this particular episode. Oh. So I was like, I don't know if I'm into this show because I hated motorcycles to start. And then this one came on and I was belly laughing when the gorilla came out. We can get you bald in one day. And then the gorilla comes and he rips off the black guy's dreads. That's my real hair. Like that one. That got me to die. And then when they do it to the other guy at the barbecue, it's my real hair. And then, like, the my favorite part of the entire sketch is when he's in there doing the Three Stooges, like, whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah. He just poked my wife in the eye. Like, it makes no sense.
Dude, it's phenomenal. It really is so good. And again, when we start talking about these, I'm like, how is this not higher? But then as we're going to talk about the other ones, you know, balance again. This is both of us put together. So some of us had it.
Tim Robinson is nowhere in this sketch, right?
Tim Robinson not in this one. No writing credit, I don't believe either. I believe this was the Paul who's in the sketch that we'll eventually get to. Kanan, or something like that is his name. Coming up next, and here's the one that you had ranked super high. I had low, the opposite of the others. Chunky. I think this sketch, Bill,
Ooh,
sketch is a chunky.
That's a chunky. So I am with you at the start. I thought this was one of the worst ones. And when Keith loved it on Dork, I was like, eh. But the more I watch it, I watched this episode today. And it's still
last episode, right?
I think it is the last episode. But for some, this is also the Garfield episode. For some reason, we got to figure out what Chunky's deal is.
Yeah, I think that's really funny.
Come over by me. Don't talk. The mouth on the thing doesn't move. It looks fake.
And then he swears. Do you ever turn on a game show and they swear?
Who swears on a game show?
So it's definitely got laughs. I also find it, and maybe this is a weird criticism, but Andy Samberg's kind of useless.
He's
totally
useless.
Yeah, I don't
get
why.
The lady in the sketch is way funnier. We haven't been to the board in a while. I know, this show sucks.
That's a great line.
And my other favorite part is, like, I think out of the 6 or 7 times they go to the board, they only pick the right square once.
Yes.
So, like, it's never the right square. I made the board. I know where they all are. Like, I think
it's
board,
a chunky.
It's a chunky. And, like, that part where he's just like, it's a chunky, like, right away. I don't know why this kills me every time now. I find it funnier on every rewatch, just like motorcycles.
Motorcycles, get out of here. All right, coming in next is one that, you know, this is another one that's kind of, I don't want to say controversial, that's way too dramatic, but like another one that splits a lot of hairs from the I Think You Should Leave community, and that is Brunch.
Slurping fish piss. Yeah. wet bags of meat.
Hilarious. I don't know, maybe
so
where
did I...
Go ahead.
I must have had it decently high.
So just so we know, we're at number 14. So this would be our 14th rank is Brunch. You had Brunch, Bill,
I had it just above gorilla hair removal.
You had it right above there. You had it at 15 points. I had it at 14.
Okay, 14. So
we both basically a lot of these were kind of neck and neck, and I did not look because I tell you every time I don't want to be skewed by your thoughts or others. I try to like do it my own way and then put it together and again, we've kind of spot on with this one.
It's, I think it's great. It's phenomenal, but I think it's just too quick to be one of the top. I think Goo had it like as two, which I can understand.
Yeah.
I can see why people think this is one of the best because it's spot on, but it's also way the fuck up.
It's so my dumb. Favorite,
it's so dumb, but like the Boo caught me sleeping. Oh, it's not sleeping.
Okay, let me try. First, it's just the way it starts. Brunch with these two dum-dums. And then it's like brunch with these idiots. And then she's like, and then the only problem I have with it, and I forget.
Load my fucking lard car. Like everything she says is perfect.
But the only thing I don't like is she repeats jokes in the own sketch. So she'll say something like these bags of hog. And then she'll say it again.
Yeah. But then they call her out. Are we the bags of meat? Like the back and forth is so good. And I don't know the redhead, but she's in a lot of different, like, she's on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, she was on Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
She's electric in this sketch because it's all her selling she called me an idiot and you called me a dum-dum. Stop picking on me. Like, it is, like, it's not a perfect encapsulation of today's social media, but it's a nice glimpse into it.
100% agree with that there. And it's just because you see this all the time. You have to say something self-deprecating when you look cute. Mm. All right, coming in at number 13, you called it the Turbo Team. I would call it, did this ever happen to you? What a sketch, Bill. This sketch, you know it for the Turbo Team. You know it for the walk, don't run, all that. The toilet where you can only fart. You can't even do poop in your home. But you know what the best part is? Is the premise of it is he's a TV lawyer.
He's a pitchman. He's not Harvey Feinstein, but
kind of. No, that's a good one. Or like Jim Sokoloff or something.
Yeah, he's like Jim Sokoloff, but then the commercial just goes fucking off the rails.
It's so insane how this one gets.
And they take turns, and I think he says mud pies in this one too. Taking huge mud pies.
Oh yeah, mud pies is a major callback.
His foot's not stuck. It's not stuck at all.
And then at the end, I think what really puts like a nice cap on this one is call me. Like he slows the whole pace of the whole rant. And you do this and you can't do anything. And then it's just like, this ever happened to you? Call me.
Like, I think the other part. So actually I lied. So there were two people at my old work when I came into freelance who said, you have to watch this show. And this was the sketch they showed me. And I was like, I don't know. And then Dork did it, and I was like, okay, I'll watch it. Because I thought that sketch was kind of like, oh, what am I watching here? But it is fantastic, and I thought this would have been higher. Maybe I had it low, maybe you had it low. But it is, like, the fact that this isn't in our top 10 is fucking ridiculous. That tells you how good
– yeah.
That tells you how good this show is.
I think we have one in the top 10 we're going to regret, but maybe we won't because there's also a killer line in it. Number 12, plastic meatballs, Stanzo brand fedoras.
They're nice. that part kills me every time.
The editing of the show.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody's mentioned it, but when he goes, you're blowing it. You're not blowing it. You're trying to buy, 1,000 plastic meatballs, 50 slick back hair wigs, little Tommy guns, 1,000 plastic meatballs. It's such a ridiculous premise.
They don't look like pieces of shit. I'm trying to sell it, and then I really do. Like, there is such
gotta be quality on my end or no fucking deal.
Oh, my God. He's like, and then like, all right, why don't we buy some? And he has his hood on. And his hair, by the way, his hair in this episode.
It's amazing.
And he's wearing like khaki shorts with boots. It's just the whole look. Looks like, no offense, like a failure mid-30s wannabe.
I thought it was going to be a hit. Turns out it fucking sucks.
Nobody wants to see the mafia movie. I didn't know you still had that stuff. And so he lifts the thing up and he goes, he's just like, it's got to be all of it. It's got to be quality on my end or no fucking deal. It has become the number one. You said it in fantasy football trades. Now that is like the number one go-to line. Got to be quality on my end or no fudging deal.
I think what actually helps, like the surrounding play, like he is phenomenal in the sketch, but all the surrounding people, well, maybe we can buy a couple. And his girlfriend was like, I don't want to buy the crap for your mom movie. I didn't even know you still had that. Of course, where would it be?
All right, coming in the here we go, Bill. We're kicking off the Podcasters Dozen. Woo-woo. That's some stiff competition that have not made it. So what will make the cut? Well, you probably know, but what makes it to number one? What makes the Mount Rushmore? Here we go. Kicking off, number 11 is the baby of the year.
Didn't have to do the oral.
Taffy Lee Fubbins.
Taffy Lee Fubbins isn't the baby of the year, I will kill myself on live TV.
Stop saying that. It is incredible. You had this one ranked
above Brunch.
17 points. Yeah, 17 points for you on this one. I went with 22 points. So I had it ranked higher than you putting it in this position. But I already forget the gentleman's name. He's in Bill and Zach and Bill, whatever that Need Wedding Dates, hilarious movie.
I'm a wreck right now.
And he just goes, he also in the in like, he, I love the, you barely hear it, the lyrics to the opening song. He's like, little toes that look like little curl shrimp. Like, there's so many good things. And he goes,
which ones can be tricked is my favorite.
Which can be tricked. But more importantly, which ones can dance? It's the baby of the year. And he's just, and he also talks about like this has been going on for months. And there are people in the audience that want to murder a baby. Just the concept of
that. I mean, that is one of my favorite parts is the FU Bart Harley Jarvis and the girl who does the inappropriate oral. Like, that is one of the funniest cutaways in the history of television. Just like this random lady, she's like, get her out of here. Oh, yeah. Like, that is. He sells it so well, and I think he's in that show, The Detroiters. Like,
yeah, it's him and Tim Robinson. Yeah, that was years ago. So it's funny, me and Fan of the Pod, Pat, we used to talk about that show like quite often. I think it was after South Park, I want to say, like 5-6 years ago.
I remember seeing like it was on, but I never watched it.
I watched that, and I never watched like Workaholics. Like, that's where my head was at that time. I feel like it was the same time frame. But yeah, this sketch just is absolutely hilarious. And this one, in the beginning, I thought this would be my number one. Like, just when I first thought of it. Then as you watch, you're like, yeah, there's some. Yeah, and it's all personal.
Because again, this is like a good premise. This is just like a premise you could pitch to SNL, and they'd be like, all right, we'll take this one.
And also, let's not kid ourselves, the best part of it, not only the oral, the secret judge, I didn't know, I just wanted to mention about the oral. I think it's 5 orals. And then the ghost goes, oh, this is going to F this whole thing up. and then he also talked, the doctor comes out.
Dr. Skull? Don't worry, you're a good doctor. And he hugs him? That's ridiculous.
He's ridiculous. He's one of the most great aggressive babies I've ever been around.
Flat back of the head.
Which does happen. Shout out to the kids who wear the helmets. You look cute. But they and then when they go do the in memoriam, and the woman calls out, they usually don't say how they died.
They're old.
Yeah, and yeah, they're older now. Don't worry. And then at one point, just like, shut up.
My favorite one though is Pancaked by Drunk Dump Truck Driver.
I always think it's gotta be Duke the Dumpster Drose. A shout out to WWE. Down on his luck. And then obviously Tiny Dickie Daffy
throat slashed.
And then the woman comes to try to murder Bart Harley Jarvis.
Jarvis.
Yeah, scrap it. This is trash. By the way, that joke's used a couple times. Trash. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that is our number 11 sketch. So coming in at number 10, I didn't see this one coming in anywhere up here, but it did. I think you must have had it ranked higher. I can look at that in a second. Magicians suck.
You don't like this one?
It's not that I don't like it. You had it ranked in your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7. I gave it 17 points. You gave it 23, so 6 lower. So, yeah, I still liked it, but I don't know, I had to watch
an adult man get his little baby dick jerked up. Like, Cecily Strong. Until
nothing comes out.
Yeah, until nothing comes out. Like, the cut in the – because you don't know what's going on at first, and you can kind of see her give, like, a grimace, and then it's, like, a cold ride home. This was my life for a long period of time. Okay, this kind of thing.
I see you actually, like, oh, if I had known, I would have went with the bourbon flight.
I didn't have to drive.
Being a super, like, loose guy, funny, hilarious.
And like, then, when, like, it just snaps and, like, resentment. I won't respect you, and I'll teach our kids – not to respect you. Like, that, like, her just, like, emasculating him as a human being is one of the funniest parts of the entire show. And it's so good, and she's such a strong performer. I didn't notice until my last rewatch with headphones on. There's music under this whole skit.
Yeah.
And I didn't even notice because she just kills it. And then when he goes back, I don't have a boy dick. Like, it's hilarious. Well,
again, it's
hilarious.
And then also the line, though, that you mentioned is hilarious because she's like, I will not respect you. We'll stay together for the kid, but I'll make sure they don't respect you.
I'll make sure the kids don't respect you.
Oh, my God. Just brutal, vicious, all because of a stupid joke. He's like, it's just a stupid joke.
That like, fuck made you look like a fool, Charlie.
And then he just goes back and goes, you ruined my life. Coming in at number nine. Maybe the longest sketch. I don't know for sure. Gift receipt. First episode, final sketch. I think this is money. This is another one where Tim Robinson's voice inflections win it. You know, you got the KFC out your front window.
Jacob doesn't touch it.
And that's the one. And Jacob doesn't touch it. Oh, my. You know, and obviously they get the from The Walking Dead.
Grab two smallest slices.
This is like gets me every time. I hysterically laugh. And the part how it gradually grows for everybody around them. Like he goes, my wife. Once the other guy, first of all, he said, "Oh, I got you a reef." The guy at the door, the guy at the store said it works really well.
Yes, like, it works really well.
Yeah, what does that even mean for a reef? Like, if you have a front door reef, that's great. And then obviously he gets the puppies. He's like, "Oh, this is awesome! Great, thank you."
Firefighter pugs, no way! It's gotta go in the fridge.
And then eventually he comes out like, "Do you like his gift? Do you like their gift?"
And
he's like,
"When he punches the pillow and throws it."
Oh, Jim, calm down.
I fucking love it. And Mac pointed this out last night or whenever they did their podcast when she's like, I haven't gone to the bathroom since last night, since after taking a piss and shit. Like, it's so specific. And I showered. And I haven't gone to the bathroom since last night after taking a piss and shit. Like, when she says that, I lose my fucking mind because it's like, that's such a ridiculous, like, you're sanitizing your hands. That is not necessary. Well, my favorite part of the whole thing, and it's how, like, and I didn't see this last, but this is one of the ones that hit me first as well, is when she gets in the car and he's dead. She just screams.
Well, first, before we get to that point, there's two other, I think, hilarious parts. First, when the woman eats it, it takes 2 seconds and all of a sudden she's not sick. So it's like,
I'm not sick.
Well, Jacob did it. And then you're right. You said, you know,
exactly.
He's dying. By the way, that voice will come back into this because he uses the same voice in another sketch. And he goes, he's just like, that's it. It proves it. You shouldn't have had such a sloppy mud pie. You such a small square of toilet paper. This would have happened. And then the wife goes, happy birthday. The woman jumps over. If you notice what she's wearing, she's wearing the longest, like, I don't even know what it's called. A grandma
pencil
prairie dress. Not even pencil. No, because it's so flowy.
It is flowy.
She hops over and goes, no, stop it. Smashed it down. The other guy gets up and goes, let's get out of here. This place is covered in shit.
Head to toe in shit. This whole place is covered head to toe in shit. It is unreal. And then when he leaves, it's like, your wife, I just want you to know, your wife kissed me on the cheek on the way in. Like, it's fucking, like, the amount of random details that are in this about, like, the gift receipt. And I asked the guy at the store. He has one, too. It works great for him. It's a fucking wreath. Like, the details in this one, I think, make it along with Tim Robinson's, like, inflection on everything. Like, that's the key, is Tim Robinson's inflection on everything is hilarious. God. It's hilarious.
I can't.
Jacob doesn't touch it. I need to know somebody named Jacob. I need to.
Me too. Honest, Jacob doesn't touch it. Oh, boy. We're only at number nine. Holy crap. Coming in at number eight, the voice we just mentioned. I feel like we may have whiffed on that last one. That one could have been one the way we broke it down. But coming in number nine, the choking. This episode, this get built because this leads in.
It kills me.
This one gets me every time. Is that Caleb Went? Yeah, I'm a huge fan of. I always call it Angels and Airwaves. I always forget what it
Angels
is.
Angels and Archways.
Angels and Archways. I'm wearing his belt right now. Oh, cool, man. And then he takes the freaking sip and he starts choking. And it's like, you okay, man? Tim, you joking? Yes. It stinks. Ugh. He goes, it's water.
Water does it stink? You're
choking. You're choking to death.
No, my favorite is when he goes to, like, punch him.
Yeah.
He randomly goes to punch him. Like, what are you doing? And Caleb Went also. Great fucking random name to give a guy who's a celebrity.
Well, it's, like, such a joke because there's, like, Pete Wentz. I feel like that's what they were going for. Angels and Archways. It's, like, Angels and Airways. And then on top of it, though, then he just goes, you know, poppers. And then he's like, Caleb, to you and yours. And then he's like, I'm calling the police. Like, to you and the police.
I'm choking right now. If you're choking, tell me. I'll save your life. That's when he does the pump fake. Like, it's so good. I think the thing that seals it for me, among everything else, is the face he has when he's looking at Caleb Went when he's getting the Heimlich maneuver from the people on scene. It's like, is that my car?
Yeah, no, he looked police. Oh, I think somebody must have broken my car. I'll be right back. And he does a good like a handshake with his buddy. And then he gets out and he immediately turns around for the cops, just like immediately go like to give him the Heimlich maneuver. Oh, it's so good.
And this is one of the best meme uses I've seen probably since the beginning of memes on the NBA. I think you should leave talking about the Sixers. Are you choking? If you're choking, let me know.
Like, great one.
Like, this is used, and that's the other thing about the show. It's used so much in pop culture, if you know about the show. It's like the Seinfeld of sketch comedy. It's as good as season one. Yes.
It's a great point, because, like, not a lot of people know. If this thing gets two more seasons like this that can maintain or even be close to.
If it can match, if it can even, like, be, like, a little bit below, and from the teaser, him just being like, hold that door. Like, I'm going to do that to somebody at one point in my life. And it'll be hilarious. So I think it has, like, it's like I'd have to rewatch season one of Chappelle's Show, and Chappelle's Show had more episodes, I think, and probably more iconic skits. But the fact that this is like a legit
competition,
it's crazy how much he knocked this out of the park. And I know we're 51 minutes.
Sometimes over though.
I know we're. This might be the longest podcast ever.
No, I will make sure I will all speed us up. Laser Spine Specialist, Moon River Rock coming in at number 7. Again, it starts off as that simple, yeah, I can chase my dog around. I can play with my grandkids. I can, he just goes, I can lift my son with my, come here, you little fuck. And then the part where he goes, I can fight my ex-wife's new husband.
Yeah.
And then eventually will lead to, I can get my money back from Robbie Stark and Stark, whatever promotions. And the way he busts in the door, and the whole time there's the framing of the screen, like all infomercials. Mm-hmm. And then that disappears and almost turns into a movie when he goes in there. Oh my God, Robbie.
Yeah. It's like, it goes into a one shot when it was just standard, like, you know, the commercial look. And I think it's the greatest twist in sketch comedy history. Because you're in a laser spine, and even if it's just that, it's still funny. Like, I can fight my wife's ex-husband, Danny Krause.
Yeah, the name's
hysterical. But, like, once you get in there, the sketch kicks it up to, like, tenfold. Because it's like, I gave you $10,000 to make me a star! And, like, that's where he's so over the top, and, like, the way he inflects his voice in this might be the best out of any of them. Oh, no, don't give it to Johnny! Don't give it to Johnny!
Let me think about it.
Like the palm tree girls, the palm tree guys.
Which we found out in the reveal of the new season, there's more lyrics to that, because that's another one me and my wife often will sing to each other. Palm tree girls, like palm tree guys. And the intensity of that guy. He's just like, palm tree girls, like palm tree guys.
I listened to that radio station all weekend.
I didn't hear my song, Robbie.
But my favorite part is the guy in the sketch who's also in the Friday night sketch. But, like, he's breaking the whole time. If you look at his face at any point, he's laughing. We're going to fly Jeff Crisp down from Indiana to mix it professionally, and that'll be really popping.
Yeah. I want to say about him, too, I respect the laughter, because here's why. People criticize Jimmy Fallon for that. I watched this day that Lindsay Lohan Disney with Horatio Sands. It is by far him laughing in that. Makes it 10 times funnier. Yeah. Sidebar. But then obviously the moon, and he's like, here we go. It's on exactly my cue zone. And then we get into Moon River Rock. And then they bring the thirds back in, like it's been a commercial. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mwah. Chef's kiss, genius, love it. And that sketch. That's when I could see maybe the Robbie Stark character being back for season 2 or future, like a throwback, something there. Mm-hmm. So coming in now at number 6, excellent one. This one gets me every time. The Friday night funeral, I call it Honk If You're Horny. Again, same character you just mentioned, same actor, coming in, just beeping his horn behind Tim Robinson while he's driving, kind of sets up this premise of kind of like like paranoia, like what is going on? Mm-hmm. Why is this stuff happening? And then you just see eventually they're at a funeral. Well, they're at a graveyard, and the guy, his reaction when eventually he like comes storming out to all the beeping, and he comes storming over and he's like, "Hey man, like you got any magazines or anything? I'm horny." And he like almost looks like he's turned into a werewolf. He's pulling his shirt and his chest, running around a grave. And then eventually he's just like, "No, man, I threw that bumper sticker on because I come from a small town. I was just trying to make a little joke." He does that voice again. And then eventually he's like, "So you don't have any porn mags?" He's like, "No." Like, "Oh, man." And then he goes, "I'm taking that sticker off." The back pops open. Pornos everywhere.
It's a double twist. And that's what makes this one. Because it wasn't funny until that happened. Because he's beeping in his neighborhood. He's beeping at his job. He's beeping at him in traffic. And you're like, "What the fuck is this? It's kind of annoying." Then that happens. You're like, "All right, this is already funny." And then he's thumbing through the pornos. And he's like, "Hurry up, man. I got to go sing a song." And the song that he sings is what clinches this as one of the greatest sketches in the history of I Think You Should Leave. Because it, like, just the way he starts, Friday night, unreal. Yeah,
I have to put a pause on this because I hate, and everyone knows, I almost vomited. I apologize. Giannis Antetokounmpo just broke his leg in the NBA playoffs. So you can tell when we're live, when this is recorded. I apologize for being on Twitter. I like to retweet my feed. I literally almost vomited. I just saw it quickly when I was retweeting. Good Lord. Good Lord. That's all I'm going to say. So, yes, that sorry to put aside. But, yes, the Friday night song. And about his mom, too. Like, what does that have to do? And then Press Jeans rolling out. Like, the lyrics are ridiculous. Sounds like a Taylor Swift song. It's not. I thought it was a real song from, like, the 80s or something. Nope. Just made up. Unbelievable.
Friday. Night.
And still to this day, I've said it, Bill, the best thing you've ever done. When SmackDown was debuting on a Friday, we were doing a pod before you switch over to all the various topics. That might have been during the pod. I can't remember. Ooh. But either way, it was an incredible video. You can see it
I'm
on
thinking Twitter. That we just might file this someplace they don't know. Like, and none of them. Yeah, like all of the lyrics are kind of like not the lyric you would expect next, which I think makes it better. And I'm glad you alerted me to that Giannis thing because I will never watch that again.
Bill, I didn't know what happened. They just said crushing, and then I just see that, and that's horrible. I want to just say, I know this is not where we go. We're both sports fans, as you probably can get, but like that's horrible, and I don't like to see it, and I feel bad because I thought this was his year to win a championship. We need small margin.
Is it compound, and do you see it like snap?
It looks like his left leg just goes the other way, and it's not good. It's not good. I think it's toast, Bill. Just the visual of like the video, and then I can't look anymore. Don't make me talk about it. Coming in at number five, my number one, didn't care, unashamed, unabashed. You didn't have it hanked as high. New printer.
I had it pretty fucking high though.
Well, it's our number five combined, but I had it literally number one, giving me all 29 points. You had it at you had it 22 points overall. So
seven? That,
yeah, I believe so. Don't make me do math quick. But yeah, so new printer to me. Owns, dude. The whole sketch, my wife despises me for this sketch because I used to if there was a VHS, I'd break
such
it.
A naughty little elf.
Yeah, that's a naughty old elf to bring in this early. Her name is, by the way, Patty Harrison, I believe. I'm pretty sure she is a transsexual, a transvestite. I'm sorry.
Trans woman.
I don't know how to.
Transgender.
Yes. Thank you for cleaning me up there. But she is a trans and she has an unbelievable stand-up. I know you'll like this. After this, Google Patty Harrison Dua Lipa.
Oh my God. I'm already fucking in.
Yeah. And enjoy yourself. This is from years ago or 2 years ago. Hilarious. But this sketch is so great because they all are hovering because anybody that's been in a boring office. Wait, most
did often. I stutter?
Oh, Megan. And by the way, Megan, total smoke. The guy just comes over and goes, "Oh, we got the new printer. Guess Christmas came early." And then everyone's laughing. And it's like not even laughter. It's just like, haha. Like if you said it, Bill, I'd be like, haha, yeah, good one. And then she takes it so personal. She walks up. She goes, she just walks up to this, like the scene of the people. And she just goes, "Oh, Christmas came early." Well, I guess, and you're like, what? He's like, she's like, "Well, Santa brought it early." So
the progression of this is what makes it fucking.
And she's so aggravated. Terrible. She's so angry. And that's the thing. And then, like you said,
because she has like four or five of the greatest, like, "I know that. Oh. I'm smarter than you." And then my favorite is like, "Santa, himself.
Yeah, came from the North Pole and brought it here early.
Early.
It's just the thing that I love about it is she's still joking. That's the thing I find funny about the sketch. When she's doing all this, she's like, she's just like an insecure person, but she's still joking. Like there's a joke behind it, but they don't understand that she's joking because she sounds like a crazy person because she is one making a joke out of something that isn't that funny.
And then she gets back to her desk, realizes the error of her ways, does what we all do, but like aloud. Like, am I not even funny at all?
Hold on. Yeah, she just goes, Jim makes one joke and you all shit your pills laughing. Am I not funny at all?
And like you did it in the cold open. Yeah, on par or better.
On par are better jokes. And I'm not even popular. And then Tim Robinson, who is unnecessary in the whole thing.
No, but this steals it for me.
He just walks by and goes, oh, hey, new printer. Santa brought it early. He goes, ha, it's a good one. Guess he did. And then walks
and then
away.
She smiles. But like her, Santa brought it early is fucking amazing.
She smiles, and then they play a light tone of Jingle Bells in the background. And it is the coup d'etat for Jason Ross. You want to know what makes me laugh? That's it. Coming in,
and you were the first on this. Everyone hated that. You got everybody. Them to love it. I hated it too.
I will tell you right now,
this
when
is
I started,
so uncomfortable.
I hysterically laughed the first time and I was like, people got to love this thing that I literally watched these three. Cause this comes after the choking and oh crap. What comes right after this is
Roy Dong.
No, but Roy Dong comes in number four, Bill. Good segue. Dinner party dash Roy Dong. You called it. I just call it the Colgate hour. This sketch, another one, Bill, home run throughout this, the character of Howie. We all know that guy. We're not friends with them. I don't have a friend like that. Yeah. Do we? We don't have a Roy Dong.
Sometimes if you don't know the friend, might be the friend.
I'm definitely not
that
guy.
Might be the friend.
I'm definitely not that guy. I'm many things.
Might be the
I'm definitely not that guy. I've never gone to somebody's house and asked them, hey, I saw some gazpacho in the fridge. You might have some gazpacho?
I don't know. You can hit the high C all night long.
Oh, Bill, you line up a couple C's and I'll hit it all day. But yeah, this one's ridiculous. Just playing a simple game. It is the older boyfriend hanging out with the younger girl who thinks he's cool, but he's really not. And he's out of touch. And I'm going to tell you right now, we could play out the whole scene. We don't need to. The funniest thing that I find that nobody talks about this that makes me laugh is that he's old. So he's probably like 46, 47-ish in like character. And when he's getting up, he goes, it's those little things are hilarious because it's like these are a bunch of kids or younger 20s playing a game like he was it's like Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., like people like so obvious. Then it's like I don't really know who this is or how to explain it.
Just like Ducharé. Yeah. I wish I could hear what she's playing. She's off the map.
That's one of the best lines in it, too, because he's like complimenting just somebody like playing a fake flute.
You know the tuck-tuck sound? Like everything he played my favorite line is he played the alto sax with the kink.
You know,
and then I don't know if this would help you, but he was also a freak.
Yeah, when they don't know what's the Colgate hour, you know, the comedy hour on radio from the 50s. And then he goes,
I played you his whole album, Cafeteria Jangles.
and then the whole like insulting of the girlfriend. Remember, I told you about him the night I brought you to.
I told you you'd never be a good writer because you don't have a curious mind, and then I tried to get up to you by the whole dessert plate. Like it is out of control, and I would do this to people that I didn't really care for. I would tell them they looked unremarkable and they'd be like, oh, thank you. When he's like, oh, you have a really meat and potatoes record collection. Oh, thank you. Ah, no, that means it's just pretty pedestrian. Yeah, by the way, it is like a million degrees in my room.
Okay. Well, I will say this. In the other part, the another great, like he says, I brought some walnuts. Where be your nutcracker?
Well, it's in the attic. Oh, that's going to take a sec.
And then he comes down and goes, yeah, I'm not in the mood for the nutcrackers. I saw you had gazpacho in your fridge. You might have had some gazpacho. And then he comes up and goes, ooh, my gazpacho. And then he just takes a sip and goes, oh, my God, burn my mouth. The gazpacho, let me explain something to you. The
when you explain something, it's supposed to be ice cold, right? And you bring it up to your lips and it's room temperature. It's going to feel like your mouth is on fire.
Let's get out of here. My friend's
parents are out of town. They've left the basement, so we can do. I think you know what I mean.
You guys really embarrassed me in front of Howie. Oh,
perfect name
episode too. Great episode. All right, coming in at number three. This one has grown on me. I will tell you right now. For the longest time, not into it. I shouldn't say not into it. Never would have thought it would crack our top three. Hot dog.
Oh my God.
opens the episode with
XXX.
Yeah, it opens a car with a crash. I think Mick Foley's about to enter the WWE arena, and you just see all this disarray, and then you just hear, who crashed the car? And everyone's kind of looking around. Then there's Tim Robinson in a hot dog suit going, all right, who's going to fess up to it?
Let's find the guy who did this.
Yeah, and then he looks around, and then the guy, his writing partner there, who we'll talk about in a minute, he's there. He also looks like a hot dog with the suit he's wearing. And the woman goes, he may look like a hot dog, but you're dressed as a hot dog.
You're the only one. You're wearing a hot dog costume.
Yeah, that's it.
And then, like, again, it's his inflection in this one. Wrong! Random!
Yeah, and then he goes, well, whoever, someone's going to have to spank them. Are you going to spank him? No. All right, well, you're going to.
Well, no. Someone's got to do it. That's my favorite guy in this sketch. He goes, well, somebody's got to do it. This, like, random fat guy who I've seen in other things, but I don't know where from. He is great. And then when he's like, I'm just going to take as many shirts as I can carry. And then he, like,
I'm going to put it in my name. Driveway. Yeah, that's like, what he goes, after all, we've been sitting here for hours, and you don't even know my name? This is the society. We're too logged into our phones as he's grabbing shirts. It's like a Men's Warehouse or whatever, just grabbing suits, like you said. People don't even know their grandmothers.
He said an emoji. His inflection throughout this. And I think that's what really sells the whole thing is his mannerisms, right? Like, his mannerisms kill everything. And then at the end, when they're just like, all right, let's get him, he's like, fuck you, you pieces of shit. And then he just runs around the car.
No, like, the best line is, he goes, my God, let's get him. Once he goes, yeah, the XXS Simpson, like, whatever, it's like
Red Simpson. Tube.
Yeah, what's the Simpsons one? You always
homegrown
remember
stuff, penny jobs.
Yeah, homegrown Simpsons stuff. That's what it is. I don't even, is that real? Who knows? I'm assuming all these websites are real, but he walked towards the car, and then he's like, yeah, well, I'll just put my stuff in here, drive out of here. Oh, no, he goes, if I was a big jolly man, you'd be slapping my
balls.
Balls is not last. That's the thing. I always say it wrong, too.
Bare butt, balls, and back.
That's it. Boom. And it's hilarious because you think it's like Santa, all that stuff. And then he gets in the car. The cop says, get him. He goes, F you, you're dog shit. You're dog shit. Oh, my God. And he books it down the street. Hilarious. Okay, coming in at number two, our top two here. You might have figured it out by now. Focus group. Thought this would be our number one. Wow. You're number one.
Number one.
So here's the thing. Both of our number ones did not make number one. Obviously, ooh, points. So yeah. I had, just so you know, I had number one was New Printer. Number two was Friday Night Funeral. Those are my two favorites.
Oh, yeah. This is chalky. This is the chalk.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes the chalk is good because I can say this thing line for fucking line. It is one of the greatest sketches. It's my favorite sketch in the history of late night, whatever, because it is like, Ruben Rabassa, the guy, and I read something somewhere where it said he ad-libbed most of his lines. Like the, small.
Yes.
Too small. A good steering wheel that doesn't fly off while you're driving, and it's the perfect rule of thirds because they do it three times before he's like, yeah, I wrote it down. Oh, nice. This is the thing I quote the most with the people from my work. Like, two people from my work love this show and love this sketch. I will quote this to the day I die. If like anyone says, oh, nice, I always go, oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Like he's so good. His relationship with Paul, like who's the most popular now, Paul? I can't think of any good car ideas.
Who's doing the best at this?
Like his car idea is too small. Like, and it's just instantly too small.
It's just ridiculous. If you've ever been to focus group, by the way, there's always somebody like this. Not a know-it-all, but a, like, my idea is so perfect that I can't even understand why you wouldn't like it. Like, it's not a know-it-all.
Space for mother.
At all. And you probably love
your mother-in-law.
He goes, I do. He that line right there gets me because I can see why that's ad-libbed. Because who would write that? Like, you don't write, like, oh, Billy, you must love your mother-in-law. You're like, yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
Like it's saying, like, I don't even know how to, like, you said you're embarrassing yourself. It was, it's so good. Then the ball flip.
The bottle flip out of nowhere. He landed it, and that means you have to marry your mother-in-law. That means that you yourself admit yourself that you suck.
This is the one thing I will say back again, those Dale and Keith days, the EI days, that I like made sure we had the clips of this so we could play it all the time and just throw it. Keith used to always tell me, just throw it in there in the middle of stuff. And we would. And it was hilarious. Like, it would make us all laugh. It's a great sketch, a must watch. Another one you can see on YouTube for free. So that was our number two with 53 total points out of 59. Coming in at number one, I love how you titled this sketch Johnny Cash for some reason.
What would you call it?
I'm called the Bones. Bones are their money. Robert Palin.
I think it's actually called the day that Robert Palin's murdered. Yeah.
Well, there's no names. They don't actually have official names, which is wild. This came in. You're number two. I had this one at number three, combining again to be our number one with the most points collectively. Again, this the unreal. No, the kids aren't looking for something original. It's originals they want. And there's the guitar riff too. Burnt down, and it's all those movies when it's like, ooh, something new. And then it's just, the church bells, they were ringing. The horses, they were neighing. The day Robert Palin shot me down.
And I think this one has everything that Tim Robbins can bring to a sketch, right? It has the inflection. His hair's ridiculous. His facial expressions, his inflection. Everything about this is completely absurd, but it kind of makes sense in this scenario because you don't know. He didn't tell you he fucking wrote a song. So Tim Robbins is like, I thought we were just making the whole thing up. Like, and like the lyrics, like the bones are their money, the worms are their dollars. They pull your hair up, but not out. Like, it is insane. And my favorite part is he's like, you said the bones of the money like eight times. Like, that's because I forgot I had said it or not.
Yeah, I forgot if I said it or not. And the thing is that I love about it is he depict, if you think about it, the logic behind it, the world he's creating about these skeletons and the worms and the bones and the hair, like, you have so many questions. You have so many questions. So wait,
they pulled it. I thought the skeletons came to life.
It's just like the bones are their money, but so are the worms. Like, it's
the bones are their money. The worms are their dollars.
Yeah, and like his look on his face, he's kind of questioning where he's going. Everything about it's great. And the drummer, they don't. There's another like little things that get me. The drummer just keeps going. Then nothing stops him. And
when Tim Robinson is singing, he's not playing the bass, but the bass plays the entire time. And
because his hand, he'll get two hands. Yeah. But then at the end, then he's like, hey man, we know our song's good. Do we got a deal or not? He's like, we like the song Billy wrote. And then Billy as in me or Billy as in him? Your name's Billy too. No, that's why I'm so fucking confused.
I lied earlier. My favorite part isn't the other part I mentioned. It is when he goes, the guy asked for something spooky.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, the Robert Palin's guy, just goes, no, plain as day, immediately. Just, no, he, like his delivery of, no, he didn't. Kills me every time because it's like, no, he fucking didn't. Like, no, he didn't. He didn't ask for something spooky. He just said, kids don't want gospel records. And then I put out an original song, and then you're like, exactly, the bones are the skeletons. Like, he is electric in this. And yeah. I'm kind of happy this is our number one. Because I think this is, like, now this is probably the one I would show to people. Because, again, this is a sketch that is, it's out there, but it's based in something that, that could happen, but is like unbelievable.
I still think the Forte one is the one you show people because it's so easy, digestible. This one's that goofy next level that people could be like, this is really dumb. But I'm really proud of this list. I think Magician Suck is questionable. That might
have drop.
I'm just saying number 10, Baby of the Year 11, but let us know what you think. Tweet at us at PopCulturePD. Maybe we'll grab some clip posts, some of these up there for you. Appreciate you guys watching, listening, tuning in for this.
This is the most fun I've ever had on a podcast. Listening to the Mac and You episode, go listen to that. George did one probably about a year and a half ago now.
Yeah.
So go listen to all of those because I was walking to work at that point. So it was a long time ago. But
walking to work.
This show will stay with me forever.
Yeah.
It is like a lot of the Chappelle Show skits, you know, I'm Rick James, bitch. Like, do you want grapes, bitches? Like, this is a lasting all-time impression on your comedic humor ever.
I agree. It's a great, it's like my, one of my favorite shows. And it did come late. Like some of the things I told you, Keith introduced me to it. Him and Lucy used to always make quotes, but great, great comedy there. Tim Robbins. And we're already looking forward to season two. And I think for us, like, I'll let it sit. Like, I kind of like doing it now because I don't like knee-jerk reacting to things sometimes. So, like, given it 2 years of watches, and I've seen
whenever
the show.
Whenever we have a slow day in, like, 4 months, we can do it.
Hit it. All right. Happening in the world, Halloween Kills and the Many Saints of Newark both dropped trailers. Funny story about this Halloween Kills. I know you're not Mr. Horror, but this is fascinating. So it was supposed to come out with The Purge Forever, which is a movie that's being released, I think, in theaters next week. But some guy in an AMC theater somewhere took his phone, recorded the trailer, posted online, made all the whole production company release the trailer a week early.
I like that.
Yeah, hey, came out. I will just say, from Mac, I'm sorry, being a firefighter, appreciate what you do, but man, firefighters are getting slayed in this movie. I will just say this though, because it has to be on brand. Bill, Halloween 2018 was kind of a reboot, continuation from the original Halloween. Then they announced they're making three of these Halloweens, Bill. So this right here will be the second of a trilogy.
Oh.
Stakes we really got here, Bill. What Rossi, stakes we really got?
Rossi doesn't like it already. Maybe the mom comes back as the killer again. I don't know. I am on board for this. I will actually see this because I do like Halloween. I've seen a number of them, and this one's cool. And by the way, shout out firefighters. Like, if you were fighting a fire today in the area of Massachusetts, God bless
across
you.
The country. Across the country, Bill. Across,
it's a heat wave everywhere, so like, firefighters, like one of my buddies who is differently not Mac, another firefighter was like, please behave today because today's not the day to fight a fire. It really is.
No, I've gotten text messages from, I'm assuming, the same buddy telling me I always crush him on our list. And then also letting me know that, don't be a dummy. Don't be a dummy. Love that. Also, The Many Saints of Newark, which is a prequel to The Sopranos coming out. That should be fascinating. I binged The Sopranos during the lockdown, so I'm intrigued. Bill, that made me kind of think, what movie, like, have you been back to the theaters yet?
No, not out of, like, paranoia, but I'll probably go see Fast 9 because I'm a fast guy.
I've heard about that. We can talk about that later.
I mean, I definitely am.
Black Widow comes out next week, or the 9th of July. I don't know when that. Yeah.
Does it really?
So I'm kind of thinking I might have to see that in theaters.
I'll go.
We can talk about that. I think we should make that happen. Vegas, we got a lot of plans to make. Also, Bill, is there anything you've been watching? Anything that's been grabbing your eye?
So I actually have a fun night ahead of me, even though it's 10:19. I already got my Madden game in. Big night for me. I haven't seen the new Rick and Morty, and I haven't seen the new Dave. So I have probably 46-ish minutes of content that I should like coming up. But I will tell you, and you'll probably not like this, I don't know why, but I started listening to Doja Cat today.
Oh, I actually am in on Doja.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Kiss Me More could be another one. It's not going to surpass Dua Lipa or Olivia Rodrigo, but if that comes on at the wedding we are going to in like 26-ish days, I will go buck wild.
Might have to pod from the wedding, by the way, but that's a story for
another. Oh, we should.
I've been rewatching American Horror Story 1984. It's not great. I kind of like that series, but not great. And then I watched the new Conjuring. And Bill, I know, again, Conjuring might be one of the most terrifying series they've done recent horror movie. But they did CGI again. CGI in horror movies blows. You have to be – it's just not scary. That's all I'll say. And I want to like it. This movie kind of sucked. Not worth it. Shout out to Blondie for being involved. But aside from that, meh.
One last thing for me. Another one of my buddies started Psych. Absolutely enjoys it.
Good.
So one of the things I will say is, if you don't want to watch Psych, I don't care. Don't do it. But if you're a fan of this podcast or anything that, you know, in the DSG you find funny, if you give it, and I know this is a lot for a 42-minute comedy, you give it 10 episodes, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. It is a show you'll watch forever.
From what I've seen, I've always enjoyed. I've just never dove all the way in. I usually pop in, listen, hear what you guys have to say. I love what you guys are doing on Thursdays. For those that aren't listening, watching, you can also subscribe over at I've Heard It Both Ways on iTunes. Some of us know how to use Anchor and iTunes. It's wild. Some of us don't. And I think I may have to help. I may have to step in because I don't know what's going on.
I think they're back. I think they just got on like within the last 4 hours.
Gotcha. I always start to throw some positive news. This one just tied in because the baby of the year. Gerber announced today that the new spokesbaby for 2021 is a 4-month-old from Florida named Zane. His parents get $25,000, free Gerber products for a year, and $1,000 worth of baby clothes. Doesn't feel like it's enough. Just saying. But yeah, baby Zane is the baby of the year.
That's bold. That's not a lot.
That is not, right? That's why I said like 1,000 in clothes. Like, again, it's a baby. You can get a lot of clothes for $1,000, a human. But like free Gerber for a year. Like, can we like give this kid some like 5 years worth for baby stuff? Like, I almost would be like $25,000.
Cool. That should be a college scholarship. Like, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Now we're talking, Bill, when you know what you need to do next. This week in
the Shared Gooniverse.
Alrighty, so Dork did mid-season Loki, which
I haven't watched it yet. It hasn't pulled me yet, and I don't know what's wrong with me. Is it me, Bill? Is it me?
No, it's not you. It's me, and I think it's the DSG as a whole. I think they're finding it a little bit meh. Like, once I saw WandaVision, I was like, this is so creative and so nuanced and so amazing, and I know a lot of people didn't like the first two episodes, but I was a TV nerd, so I loved it, and then everything else was amazing. The finale was still pretty good, but the meat of that show I don't think is going to be topped on Disney Plus, at least for a while. So Loki, it's good. It's really good. If you didn't have WandaVision before, it would be amazing. So Dork did the mid-season review. We'll see how that goes. I think that's actually tonight. I think we might be competing with them because I think it's Tuesday night. Mac and Goo, of course, the 1989 classic Aliens, and I think it might have talked a little bit of I think she would leave as well. CMC did summer movies, and they also didn't talk about the DSG golf tournament, which happened. Our guy from the Jabberknocker, JC, take a drink, won again for the second time in a row. I shot a 99. Mac, my cart buddy, also shot a 99. I think Doc shot 100. And then the TLDR boys, woof, they blew up. Davey shot a 98 and birdied the last hole to do it. So he pulled one out of his butt at the end. A lot of fun. Gianna mentioned early, I got pretty fucking tan. By the way, losing your hair is a bitch because...
Oh, dude, I have a sunburn.
It is amazing how much sun seeps in between the cracks, man. It is bad.
Yeah,
it is
bad. Overcast. Especially with overcast. It's a silent killer.
It absolutely murdered me. TLDR talk books. I've heard it both ways. We'll be doing a psych episode, of course. And then Get Help, a Loki podcast. They'll probably be going within the next 12 hours if you're listening to us live. If not, that's usually a Wednesday podcast. And then all the streamers, Shine Time, Arvon D, and Dr. Joe.
Love it. Upcoming pods for us. Next week, we'll be reviewing the movie Space Jam. The original. The one you should watch. This new one looks like hot garbage. The commercial that I've seen recently is showing Granny, and it's to Savage by Megan Thee Stallion. That's like the ad. What are we doing?
Anywho, I'm so happy because I really thought you were going to make me watch the new one, and I was about to say, no. Ever seen one by itself? Not for me.
Then we'll be the one you're not looking forward to. We're definitely going to get a DSG advisory board on this one. Top 11 baseball movies the night of the MLB All-Star game. And then we'll have a 2001 wrestling draft coming for you. That is your next 3 weeks of pop culture pile driver. Rate, subscribe, review, all 5-star reviews. Get $10 donated to the One Mission Buzz Off for Kids with Cancer. That's why my hair is short if you're watching us live. As well as Frank Says Hi, giving experiential events to those affected by cancer. He is at Billy D 2411. I'm at Jason Rossi. We're at Pop Culture PD. Let us know some feedback on our list. Did you like our list? Did some rank high, low? Do we suck? Do we smell? Should we ever do an hour and 23 minute podcast again? Because I'm ready to blow my goddamn brains out. We will catch you all next week. Stay hydrated. Be good. Say good things. Stay positive. Follow Billy D on Twitter. Slide in the DMs. Send him some nudes. You never know what may happen. Enjoy until next week. We will bid you adieu, Bill. Any final word?
That's a chunky.
Frank says hi.